The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I've purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I've purchased 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I've just married a woman, therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. You may or may not remember, but like every year for the past 6 years, I've spoken on that mysterious gospel. It's kind of mysterious, you know what I really wanted to talk about was the first reading, because we're getting to the best part of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. It's the very, very end of the letter now is what we're hearing from in our first reading. And here at the end, Paul's telling us all the things that we now have to do as a consequence of this gospel that he's just got finished proclaiming. And remember, everything that we do in faith, you know, prayer and creeds and sacrament, all these things, they always have to bear good fruit in the way we live, or there's something wrong, right? I remember a man told me he went to see a spiritual director, and the spiritual director said, "How are you doing?" And the man said, "I'm doing great." And the priest says, "Well, tell me what you mean." And the man said, "Well, I go to Mass every day, say the rosary every day, pray every day, say the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day. I'm doing great." And the priest said, "Okay, but answer me this. How are you treating people?" Because that's really what it all comes down to. See, that's what Paul's talking about here in the first reading. And if you're ever wondering how you're treating people, if you're ever looking for a good examination of conscience, Romans chapter 12, ladies and gentlemen, I really think this is one you should have memorized. That is to say, at least know the chapter, know where to go in the book. Romans chapter 12, it's a fantastic examination of conscience. And it's a fantastic short little prayer book because Paul gives you line after line after line. And you can pray about any one of these for a long time. If you don't know what to pray about, ask yourself, you know, whether this describes you. Hate what is evil, hold on to what is good. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. You can go on and on in Romans chapter 12. Great examination of conscience and a fantastic prayer book. One little line that I just have to focus on this morning I'm going to share with you is this line, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep." And here's the little thought. Believe it or not, it's a lot harder, it takes more faith to rejoice with those who rejoice than it does to weep with those who weep. I mentioned, if you were here yesterday, I mentioned that we had 2 funerals here at St. Jude yesterday. 2 funerals. And, you know, your heart goes out to these people. It really, really does. There's nothing more painful and more bewildering than the sadness of losing one of your loved ones in death. And at almost at a natural level, you want to weep with those who weep. You want to lift up their spirits. You want to try to help in any way you can. It's great, it's good, it's merciful, and I don't mean to diminish it in the slightest. My only point here is that it's harder to rejoice with those who rejoice. It's harder. And it takes more faith, because to rejoice with those who rejoice requires of you a self-forgetfulness and a humility that are really supernatural, to love and rejoice the way God himself would rejoice. For example, how many times has someone come to you with a bit of good news, right? They share some good news with you. Maybe it's something in their family, maybe it's something with their marriage, maybe it's something with their children or a job. You know, and you try to rejoice, but inside, isn't there this voice saying inside of you, yeah, good for you. Doesn't that happen all the time? Happens all the time. It takes a degree of self-forgetfulness and humility, and you got to pray about that, to rejoice the way God would rejoice. How many times has someone come to you and they share something genuinely good, something in their marriage, something in their family, something in their career, whatever it might be, and it stings you to the core and causes you to revile in interior jealousy and envy, because your life is not at all good like theirs, and the best you can do is force a smile while you wrestle with an interior bitterness? Doesn't that happen all the time? Archbishop Fulton Sheen, he once said that, a reputation or good works is kind of like a ball. Once it starts rolling, everybody wants to kick it around a little bit. It takes a tremendous amount of self-forgetfulness. And there's nothing that binds two people together more than genuinely sharing good news. It binds two souls so closely together. That's why St. Paul mentions rejoicing first. You know, St. John Chrysostom said that there are rewards from God for rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. He said that if you weep with those who weep, your reward from God will be that you will become more merciful. But if you rejoice with those who rejoice, your reward from God is that you will be set free from envy. A little tiny thought for you. You can do that about any of these lines here from Romans chapter 12. You want to develop the mindset of Christ? Read through these little exhortations of St. Paul. Age-old wisdom given to us that's still just as important today, that as the gospel tells us, we can hear our Lord's call and answer while we're able, to the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.